What we're going to do now is rip up the script. What you can do is Zach Cohen, congressional reporter, and he knows that every single person in Congress has a sideshow. And it always comes at this time of June, except this year is decidedly different. And Zach, this is, of course, as you know, a set of Supreme Court decisions. I don't want to just sit on a hugely contentious issue of abortion and Roe v. Wade and the rest of it. I want to talk as a general context. On the Hill, are the Congress types focused on what this Supreme Court will rot in the coming days?
Certainly any decision to roll back abortion rights would get the attention of Congress right away. When the sort of initial draft opinion leaked to Politico a couple of months ago, immediately, especially Democrats were saying, we've got to legislate on this, we've got to codify Roe, and they did, and that vote didn't go anywhere. Whether we sort of see another spurt of action on that, I think, remains to be seen. I think they've got a couple of other agenda items on their plate, though, that they do want to get done, not just before the August recess, when sort of campaigning for the midterms really heats up, but before the July 4th right. recess, which comes up in about 3 or 4 days.
Whether it's guns or whatever, the items that they quote-unquote want to get done, is it just for show of the House versus like actually get something done, which we call legislation?
Probably a little bit of both. I think they'll certainly have a couple of quote-unquote show votes, right? I think there's going to be some interest, especially on behalf of Democrats, to show contrast with Republicans on certain issues. I think abortion is going to be one of them. And certainly you could see some other bills if these firearms negotiations go south. We maybe see that. But I do think that there is legitimate interest in some bipartisan legislating before people go home for some midterm campaigning.
See, he's down there drinking the Kool-Aid. I am absolutely baffled how you get to quote-unquote bipartisan legislation other than to say Beijing is mean.
Exactly. So, Zach, how about guns? I mean, it seems like there is a little bit of movement there, and seems to be a little bit of bipartisan support to show the country that at least something can be done.
Yeah, they sort of rolled out a framework a couple of weeks ago for a bipartisan deal that, you know, key has 10 Republican senators behind it. Things like helping states pass red flag laws, investing in mental health, trying to stop domestic abusers from getting guns. These are some of the things that, if they can work out the nitty gritty details, which are important, could come for a vote and maybe even pass. To your earlier point, I think, you know, a sort of China competition bill could certainly make its way to the president's desk sometime this summer. They've got legislation they just passed that tackles ocean shipping and revitalizing that as a way of trying to fix some of the stoppages we're seeing in the supply chain. So certainly there's a couple of bipartisan efforts, but those key details are important, especially, and they get closer and get tougher and tougher as we get closer and closer to the midterms.
Zach, you mentioned, you know, this obviously is an election year. Give us and our listeners a sense here of how Congress behaves in an election year. So when they do come back from their summer recess, what do they do? How do they focus? Do they in fact govern, or is it just politics, politics, politics?
Certainly over in the Senate, I think the closer we get to the election, the more there'll be time spent on nominations as opposed to on legislation. There's something like over 100 nominations from the Biden administration that haven't been confirmed yet, one of them being the head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Explosives, which could be confirmed this week. But, you know, without sort of legislation to consider, lawmakers may be more interested in scoring points rather than trying to get more narrow bills done.
And now, late in my day, folks, the dumb question of the day. We do this with Zach Cohen, congressional reporter. Zach, what's the why? Why is any given administration, in this case, the gentleman from Delaware, why can't his administration appoint people? I just don't get it.
So usually these nominees have been confirmed, you know, by voice vote in a matter of seconds by the Senate. You know, back in the day, it used to happen rather frequently, and it still happens on a fairly regular basis. But in the Senate, most things require what's called unanimous consent. You need all 100 senators to agree, yes, we're going to vote on this nominee, or yes, we're going to confirm this nominee. And there's a couple of senators, both Democrat and Republican, I should say, that will issue objections to any particular nominee and hold up that nominee. And then it takes hours, if not days, to get each nominee confirmed. So there's just a backlog in the Senate for all of Biden's nominees. And this is something Trump faced, something Obama faced, and it's a problem that gets worse and worse over the years.
So it's a new thing.
At least in the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years. Can we go back to what it used to be?
It's possible. But you know, I think there's each party sort of sees a ratchet in one direction, and they're unlikely if they get the ability to sort of do the same thing to a president of the opposite party to sort of give them the same deference that their party didn't show them previously.
Every time we talk to Zach, my head hurts. Zach Cohen, brilliant.
Sorry about that.
Thank you so much. And we'll look for the Supreme Court headlines possibly as soon as today as well.